I'd like to be more conscious. I'd like to think about the meanings of life. But you see, I'm so busy and there's so much going on in my life right now. It's difficult to pay attention to any of that. Yeah, sure. And if that's the way you frame it, then forever it will be exactly like that. You will be sucked into your vortex of life with zero priority to attending to what's actually going on in that vortex of your life. You see, there is no fundamental contradiction between being more conscious in what you do and actually doing all those things. If anything, all those things that need to get sorted will be more clearly, more coherently sorted. The process will be more streamlined when all of that is laced with a clear consciousness. So there is no dichotomy there. There is no fundamental this or that contradiction there. You can have both. You should have both going on in your life. The operation and the awareness of what it is that you are actually supposed to be doing. You see, there is no such rule that you must think separately and act separately. It's not like every weekend I'm gonna sit down and think about things and then all week long I just do stuff without thinking about what I'm doing. I mean, no one does that. I am entirely able to think, talk and walk simultaneously here while herding a dog for good measure. It's not so complicated. It's simply a question of, is it important to you to actually pay attention to what you're doing? Pay attention to why you're doing it in actually real time as it happens. You see, when the contemplation happens in real time, then you will not be winging random shit, basically. You will actually be operating from a more mature platform. You will have a more coherent sense of what you are doing, and you'll get it done properly. So yes, see things, envision things, and be aware that you're doing it. Feel things and inquire into your feelings and see where they lead you. Dream, aspire, claim and get things done while being aware of where your claims arise from and how you get things done. Don't just do it. And yes, for a deeper integration and distillation. Now for that, you'll want to book some quality time and attention free from the flux of your life's engagements and the process of inner alignment, harmonization that follows. For that too, you'll want to have a bit of quality time. But for the rest of it, parallel processing. We can multi-process. I can eat and I can think and I can walk at the same time. Just do it. If it's important, do it. If it's not important, then by all means, don't do it and see how it goes. The bottom line here is that, I am so busy. Life is pulling me in so many directions. That is basically such a lame excuse to not paying attention to what you are and what you're actually doing. Not being conscious as you engage in activities. It will lead you sooner or later down a path of unexpected, consequentious, awkward, adverse outcomes. Simply from a lack of awareness as you operate in this world. So by all means, let us try and prioritize living real-time awareness of what we are doing. Self-awareness, situational, environmental awareness, systemic awareness of all things as they are. It certainly will not hurt or harm you as you go about living your life. the simple critical difference between these two modes, acting without awareness or with awareness, is that in one, you are driving from a vantage point of self-awareness. In the other, you are driven. You are going through the motions, unaware, like an automaton, being dragged by your conditions, by conditions of the environment, into outcomes that spell themselves out without you having any say in it. So reclaim your sovereignty by means of constant awareness. Thank you.